Tonight, we will see together a very important question, which is sexuality and love. May I request you to get ready for it? What I mean is, not to be offensive, not to be defensive, not to condemn or judge, not to grasp or hold on. Also, what is requested is at least for 1 hour, to brush away all what you belong to, your beliefs, your tradition, all your ideas and concepts, all your ideals, as long as we are belonging to any kind of belief, tradition and so on. Our mind is distorted, and therefore the response to the question is distorted too. As long as we are entangled with any kind of a tradition, or I don't know how to express this in English. We say in French, quand nous sommes de parti pris, that means when we are, do you know French? No. That means when we are belonging to something. We are like a goat linked to a stick, and we cannot go very far. You understand what I mean? And to see this question, we have to go very far. We have to go very deep. Also, don't see in this approach to that question a way of challenging nothing, but merely an attempt to comprehend with its intelligence and wisdom all the very difficult and complex problems of our life. usually what is recognized by the tradition. So I want to add that the place where I'm talking from is a place of love and of sharing. And there is no pushing away and no trial to deny the reality of this place. What is usually recognized in the tradition? Is a life of celibacy to attain or to realize the Supreme, or what we call enlightenment, or freedom, or God, or whatever you want to call it. But if we really, in our honesty, sincerity, seriously look at it, we see that probably what has happened is that throughout the millennia our society has been guided by the sensorial values. And one of the response of the religion to counteract was to create rules of disciplines and especially the rule of celibacy. And so we mechanically follow the rules. In order to realize or to attain this perfection of freedom. But to have a new approach, a new understanding, a new comprehension of a problem, we have to go out a little bit of the trails of the old. Am I clear? Are you following? And the question is not also that we should go into the contrary of that rule, the opposite, which is to see into the sexuality, the solution. Our search for freedom. You understand what I mean? Not to become immoral. So neither that nor that. You got it? No, I just want to be I want to know if I'm clear, if you can really understand what I mean. How is it that sexuality has become such a problem? How is it that we are so much entangled into it, in it? If you look around you, you will see that the most obvious thing is that there is so much sexual stimulation everywhere in our life. The TV, newspapers, magazine, this big advertisement in the streets, not maybe too much in America, but in France it's incredible. Wherever you go, you want to buy a pair of shoes, and there is this, you know, pretty woman trying new shoes. There is an intense, incredible, erotic stimulation. To add also is that we are not trying to find out the solution to this problem. There is no solution, no categorical solution as yes or no to a very complex problem. There is only the comprehension, the understanding of the question, of the problem. And on the other side also about this sexuality, that all these sensorial values have become very important in our life. With a high position, you know, in the society, the richness, the names, and they have become very important because they are source of power. And so, like monkeys, very mechanically. We follow, we copy, we repeat. And we transform the mind, which has to be very fast and very precise, into a very simple Xeroxing machine. Be conscious of this. See this in yourself. So mechanically means that we have forgotten our sensitivity, our creativity. And mechanically, we are very superficial, trying to get money, playing cards, going to the movie, mechanically. When we follow, when we repeat, when we copy, there can be no creativity. And as we are entangled into these processes of life, mechanical life, the only way that we have found out of that, the only exit, is the sexuality. Because it is the only place where we can lose ourselves. And therefore, we become linked to the sexuality because it is the only exit. We become, what do we say? Locked into it. And therefore, it becomes a problem. Can you follow? There is no categorical response to that question. The comprehension of the problem is the response. I say it again. The response is a comprehension of the problem. With intelligence, quietness and understanding, because we are in the trails of the old, because we follow many things, we lose our creativity, and therefore our mind is like a flower which is dead. What do you call this? Mm-hmm. Huh? Mm-hmm. Wilted? Mm-hmm. Wilted. Wilted, that means a flower which is... So therefore the mind is wilted. And a wilted mind cannot do anything, cannot be creative, cannot be spontaneous. And of course cannot be happy. Soon is bored. Soon is fed up with. Also see that a man, that includes a woman, a man who follows this rule of celibacy and in a non intelligent way, making of it an ideal, something to attain, becomes very dry. There is no love at all when we follow this rule of chastity. Chastity? Oh yeah, chastity. And therefore, he becomes very cruel and selfish, because any ideal, you understand, brushes away everything else. It may sound to you maybe a little strange to listen such statements. But we are only trying together to comprehend that question, which is not to push it away, nor to jump on things that we like. Right in the moment, as you are, as all of you are right now, without being in the trails of the old, if you look in yourself, you may discover this creativity, this purity, only when we comprehend fully and totally a question, we are noble and pure and happy, of course. Do you follow what I'm telling you? Please, I want to check out if you follow. Is it clear? I'm not talking to you for you to praise or to disregard. Okay? What you're hearing now is your own voice, your own problem. And it's up to you to look at it, to face it, not to fight with it. For 1 hour, don't hold on anything, just let go. Just flow with it, move with it. I know that's very hard to do. Love. Also, in the tradition, in the religions, it is generally recognized that all pervading love, compassion, are one of the things, few of the things that we have to, to realize, to attain. And if we look in ourselves, if we look to our relationships, we see this tremendous attachment, this tremendous dependency to the one we love. When we look in ourselves, and it is most of the time unconscious, we see that there is very deep emptiness. That emptiness which is because we follow, because there is no creativity. So when we start loving another, most of the time, and even if we don't want to recognize it, it's out of fear, fear of looking at that emptiness, fear of not being recognized, not being approved, fear of insecurity, And as we feel fulfilled, maybe by another, we start grasping being attached, desiring more, and if we also we really look at that love, maybe we will discover many hidden things. Fear of being alone. Unfinished business with the mother or the father. And we come into that space of love with all our past, our memory. And as I was explaining to you this morning, when we respond to the new with the old, with the past absorbs the new, and therefore we are bound to be in conflict. We have to look at love too with the problem of consciousness. Maybe you will think that it's out of the problem, but it's not. What is the consciousness? Life is provocation and response. There is a provocation, a response. Then we label the provocation and response is what we call experience. Can you see that? Provocation, response, that's what we call an experience. Can you see that? Don't make it difficult, it's very simple. We label. The next step is that we label that experience. We put a name. Okay, for example, we may label anger, irritation, violence, and then we stir it up in the brain. Provocation, response, label, stirring up in the brain. Without that process, which is that three things, but it happens at once. It is so fast in the mind that we cannot see it. We see only one. Experiencing, labeling, stirring up. Without that process, there is no consciousness. Sometimes we label an experience love. And why do we label things like this? To give some vitality to it, some substance. And so when we call it, when we label it, we give substance to it, and the mind feeds itself with that. And so we create a sense of continuity. If have you, maybe you can experience this. When you experience something, if you don't label it, what happens? Then that experience fades away. There is no continuity to it. If you don't label an experience, the experience fades away. If you don't label a feeling, if you don't label the violence, it fades away.
Label or describe. Don't mean necessarily give a name. Do you describe it in some way?
Yes, but to give it a name. Give it a name too, when you give it a name. For example, next time when you feel irritated, don't label it. Oh, what do you say? Oh, that comes at a very, very unconscious. It's very unconscious. This process is very automatical. You understand? What you have to be aware of is of that process. Yes, that's true. So don't label. You will see that the mind does it without your knowing. And so when we stop labeling, when we stop putting a name, to put a name on things, you will see that these things, everything go away. When you remain in that space, where there is no labeling, you remain in contact with your feelings and with that creative space I was talking about, that creativity. And that creativity in itself is love. Love is ever new. And if we respond to it with our memory or with our ideas about how it should be or it shouldn't be, we miss it. When we discover in ourselves that creativity. We discover at the same time the all-pervading love. It is not something special. When we have discovered that creativity, when we stop following, copying, adapting ourselves to anything, what was I saying? Oh yeah, when we discover that, when we discover that creativity, do you understand what I mean? Do you understand what I tried to explain you? Yes? Well, I cannot stop to talk again. I'm sure you have received whatever you needed. When, and that's all what your presence is here is about. Meditation is life, and life is ever impermanent, and that means there is nothing to hold on to, and therefore being moment after moment after moment after moment we let go of all our pretenses, which are, for example, I am, Buddha's follower. We let go of all our belongings to anything. We are not anymore a follower or someone who copies. We just leave, be, moment after moment after moment after moment. Being, just being within you. Just to surrender to this moment. To be fast enough. To see that the conditioning is this following, this copying, this repetition. Here in the now, we are directly in contact direct contact with the truth, which is love. Right now, if you are totally, fully attentive, you are in direct contact with love. And there is no necessity to label it, you can feel it, there is no reason for it, and no goal. Teaching of the Buddha which we don't need to follow. Which we can discover for ourselves as he did it for himself. Was as far as I can understand it, comprehend it, to be right in the moment. From that space, from that directness of the contact with love tonight, where I hope, which I hope you can see, comprehend. We will, like yesterday night, discover love again. That means metta meditation. So maybe you will feel a little difference tonight, some of you. Love I'm talking about is not the response to the fear of being, the fear of insecurity, the fear of loneliness. The love I'm talking about is the one when we let go, all our pretenses, all our belongings, all our luggages, all our memory, all our tradition, all our problems, when we put a full attention on the just being here and now. Feel that love within yourself. Open yourself to it. Don't be frightened. There is no trick. Feel it outside of yourself. It's within everything. Your body, your mind, this room. It's crossing everything. Feel yourself as being one. The head and the body together. The mind and the heart. Discover how you are made of that love. Discover it. Discover that it is creativity, spontaneity. That there is no limit to it. That you can express it. Abandon yourself to it. Feel its warmth. Feel like you're bathing into it. Like you're bathing into a golden dustiness. You breathe it. And it shapes you. See that it is what you are, that you are that love, that it needs only to be recognized. Discovered. It is maybe hidden within yourself by many layers of knowledges. Like an onion. Go into the center. Feel it in your chest. See that it is the only thing which needs to be lived. The only thing to be shared. When you discover your creativity, you discover your compassion. Discover yourself as being compassionate. Feel this golden dustiness all over yourself, all inside of yourself. There is not a single part of yourself, mind or body, which is not made out of it. Feel as if there is so much golden dustiness within yourself that it has to spread out. Like the rising sun. It goes out and becomes bigger and meet the other golden dustiness of the other beings around you. All around you is love. Enlarge it to the dimension of this room. See that everything is made out of love. Enlarge it to the dimension of this area. Our neighbors, the dogs, the trees, the plants, Everything is made out of love. Enlarge it to the dimension of Massachusetts. And each time you meet the golden dustiness of everything, enlarge it to the dimension of this country. Include your friends, your families. See that all of them are made out of golden dustiness. Enlarge it to the dimension of this planet, in and out, same golden dustiness. Enlarge it to the dimension of this world, enlarge it to the dimension of this universe. Enlarge it to the dimension of all universes. Don't control it anymore, let it go. When you don't name it anymore, when you don't try to control it, love is.